great goals. Start investing now. We take the headaches, you keep the profit. Contact us at 262-232-8738 or visit us at smartassetrealty.com.
Se habla español.
If you think you need a home inspection, you probably do. Hi, I'm Todd Osborne of Orion Inspections. And buyers, sellers, and even flippers, I'm talking to you. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate transactions. You'll get an image-packed, searchable, digital, printable report of the condition of the house, things to keep an eye on, any safety issues or defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
For the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. During the U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th public hearing yesterday, the committee shared text messages between staff member for U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and then-Vice President Mike Pence that indicated Senator Johnson was prepared to hand-deliver fraudulent electoral votes for Wisconsin and Michigan on January 6th. Also at yesterday's committee hearing, the House of Representatives shared testimony from Andrew Hitt, who is the chair for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, also served as one of the 10 fraudulent Republican electors in 2020. Hitt contends he never believed his electoral vote would be sent to Washington, D.C. to be counted on January 6th. Despite signing paperwork, the votes were original presidential electoral votes and sending them to D.C. by certified mail. Partly cloudy skies are in the forecast today, with winds ranging from 10 to 15 miles per hour and an expected high of 82 degrees. Clear skies into the night with a low near 55 degrees. You're listening to the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. In keeping with the theme of lifeguards, you know, they can't find them and pools being shut down all over the nation. Amazon. You know, everybody, especially Republicans, talk about the great Amazon and, you know, Jeff Bezos, and look at what he's built. And that's the future of work. And it's what Jeff Bezos has built. And this is going to be the future of warehousing. And look at all the money Jeff Bezos has made. And he's got to be right, and Amazon is the future. It's now. Here's a story that, you know, you don't hear much about. But if you talk to anybody who's worked at Amazon, I don't know, Sam, you know anybody who works for Amazon?
Yeah, I have a couple friends.
Do they sing the praises of their jobs?
You know, not particularly, but I don't know many people that do.
So listen to this story. Amazon could run out of workers in the U.S. in the next 2 years. In other words, Amazon, as big as it is, and it shut down other competitors. It's like the only shop in town. You know, UPS is one. But far and away, it's Amazon. But you know what one of the problems is with Amazon, Sam? They can't keep employees. The turnover at Amazon is astronomical. And so they are concerned that with their turnovers and other things, they're going to run out of prospective employees in 2 years. Let's just try to follow that. If Amazon doesn't have any workers, and all of us who've grown accustomed and addicted to Amazon, buying online and buying these things, and they wind up in your home so easy. You know, I was talking about this story last week, I think it was, about the only people who are left in malls are people from my generation. Others don't deal with that. You know, it's a hassle to many people, but people of my generation, that was the way it was when we were young, and the malls came into vogue. Man, there was no place like hanging out in the mall.
I prefer tangible shopping, like in-person shopping, but like now you can't find anything in the stores. That's, so like you, they're forcing you to go online either way.
You can't find anything in the malls because, as you stated, the businesses that used to be in there are done. You know, and so they can't, people aren't in the malls, so businesses had to leave the malls. And you have no choice but to then do what many are doing, and that's buy online. But at the root of all of it is the fact that this is going to be a short period of success for Amazon, because I don't know what they're paying. They're certainly not paying $25 an hour. Or what they're paying their employees. But whatever it is, one of the reasons why they can't keep employees is they're working them to death. I often wonder, I see people who are in those trucks, and I have a son that used to do that. And I see people, they barely have enough time. You know, they're always on the run. You ever see them?
Yeah, one of my friends talks about it all the time, and their routes are crazy, too. Like, they end up in the same area, but, like, it's just crazy, yeah. And you can't pee, you can't eat, you can't do anything.
No, you can't. And not only that, what's happening is if people are getting burnt out, and they're getting burnt out very quickly because, as you stated, their routes are so aggressive and what they're delivering. And so after a short period of time, people are being injured because some of the things they're delivering are kind of heavy. There are many women who are deliverers, and I see them. And it's just amazing to me that they've got to move at that pace.
I wouldn't be able to get half the stuff to the door like they do. I have no idea how they do it.
And they move at that pace, and they can't be slouching when it comes to driving. They've got to push that. They've got these time constraints on them. And there are people who just can't handle it. And they leave. And they're not in a position to find others to take their places as the business continues to explode. So Amazon is worried about its staff turnovers because during the pandemic, Amazon was only losing 3% of its workforce. But now it's up to 150% annually. You know, by contrast, the annual average turnover in transportation, warehousing, and utilities was 49% in 2021. And in retail, it was 64.6%. But Amazon's is at 150%. So what does that tell you? It tells you that there's something going on with the model that everybody talks about, the great Amazon. Jeff Bezos is worried. Bezos originally welcomed high turnover, fearing long-term employees would slack off and cause a march of mediocrity. Let me tell you where that thought process is wrong. And historically, going back to the time of my working years and of my generation, that's what they wanted. They wanted long-term employees, people that they could trust. Corporations knew the longer I kept someone, the more committed they would be to us, the harder they would be willing to work, because they knew this was their livelihood, and it made sense that companies did everything they could to hold on to their employees. Well, Jeff Bezos and others like him have made a decision that we don't want long-term employees. We'll just keep turning people over, because the longer term employee, an employee, the more the way we are working them, they're going to break down. They're going to have injuries. And so in the midst of that way of thinking, back in my day, there were unions that protected the employees, whereas if the employee got hurt on the job, then the employee was protected until that employee got well and they wouldn't lose their job. The way things are now is they don't want long-term employees. And if you get hurt, they don't want to have to face the realities of the fact that you got hurt on the job. And if you got hurt, they kick you to the curb. That's the new way of these major corporations. And that's part of why the corporations have gotten so much wealthier. And the middle class, the people who helped them get there, get the short end of the stick. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. And that goes back to why, I think it was David from Milwaukee, who talked about socialism and what that meant and why there are people who are pushing now for socialism and people on the other side of this who are fighting for these wealthy businesses that have done everything within their power to not do what's in the best interest of the American people, continue to get wealthy. There's no reason whatsoever that a corporation like Amazon that has sprung up and the people and the bodies that are strewn all over of people who worked there and been injured and left to anguish because the corporation has no compassion whatsoever for their employees. Well, I tell you what, that way of thinking with Amazon and other corporations that think just like them, now the chickens are coming home to roost because they can't find people who are going to continue to be taken advantage of like that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Until you use me up. Talking about you, let people get all attention.